Tāku hoa e nai nei ko Nona Peltier, who's here to talk business news. Nona, inflation and other pandemic-related issues are affecting car sales. What's the deal there?
Yeah, it's not a news story, but we've been given an update by one of the public companies, an automotive retail and vehicle financing company, a company called New Zealand Automotive Investments. They've downgraded their full-year earnings forecast because of these supply chain disruptions and weaker than expected consumer spending. Now, that's because the number of car sales dropped off as we approached Christmas, the holiday season. And at the same time, this company is finding it more difficult to source secondhand cars in Japan and other places. And that's because of the semiconductor computer chip business has had an impact on the motor industry. There's a shortage there. And those additional costs are causing disruption throughout the entire supply chain. That's hitting profits, but it's also going to hit prices because, of course, consumers are feeling the pinch of inflation and they're holding off making purchases.
And Nona, energy prices are on the rise again. What's the reason for that?
Now, this is an interesting one. So leading up to Christmas again, lower energy prices were a feature in the market. And so a number of very large customers locked in bigger contracts so they could get a better deal on power. But since then, there's been drought-like conditions, and that's threatening, of course, hydro storage lake levels and so forth. At the same time, we're seeing higher prices for oil and gas. And those things are going to offset any kind of a gain some of these larger consumers might have got off of these large wholesale prices, because the spot prices are looking like they're likely to rise. Now, there could be an offsetting effect if, believe it or not, Omicron does have a silver lining, I suppose, in only one kind of regard, is that there would be fewer businesses able to fully function. So that might mean that there's less energy being used. And so with less demand comes perhaps lower prices. Not a really happy story, though, I have to say.
And market numbers today?
Also not a very good story on that front either. The market fell more than 1%. That's our top 50 index. And that's in line with what we're seeing in Asia. Stocks there tumbled 15-month lows. So we dropped 1%, 134 points down to 12,050. Now, the New Zealand dollar also slipped somewhat after that inflation data. And so we're at 66.1 U.S. cents. That's been a low for a while there. Certainly the trend is down on the dollar. 93.3 Australian, so that's fairly steady, as well as against the British pence at 49.2. Just to say that Brent crude, just picking up on that oil, it was at $90 a barrel. That's what it peaked out at today.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with Business News there. Ka kite, Nona.